I am Tina Betters. I am the owner of Antonio's Pizzeria in Brookline, neighborhood of Pittsburgh, and also co-owner of Black Market Beef Jerky and Catering. And this is my daughter.
I'm Betty Betters, and I'm 7 years old.
I've always been interested in cooking ever since I was a child. Starting around the age of, I would say, 8, I used to make lasagna a lot, cakes and just weird creations. When I was in high school, I worked at restaurants. I started as a dishwasher when I was 15 or 16. Over the years, as I scaled out of corporate environments more into independently owned restaurants, it just became very apparent, like, I can do this myself. I was pregnant with Betty. My husband was making the jerky at Butcher on Butler. It would sell out in a day or two, and it just became apparent that this might be a good idea, something to pursue as a business. Since jerky takes so long to produce, we started catering again from there. Then the pandemic happened, and we focused more attention on Antonio's because it's takeout. That's sort of where we are right now. The majority of what we use at the pizza shop and the jerky, a lot of dried herbs.
Fresh and dried herbs is what you guys are talking about mostly?
Mm-hmm.
Weird.
Pizza shop, really the only fresh herbs we tend to have are sometimes in the summer when things are in bloom. We will have something that we'll throw in as a special, but it's usually just basil, you know, fresh basil on the pizza. Using fresh herbs is such an obvious way to make food another step above what it would be otherwise. Some of the best meals I've had are just so simple, but they're just using fresh ingredients, fresh herbs. To make something more unique, just use a fresh herb that's not as common, like tarragon. Even having fresh parsley, just even like the visual appeal, takes everything to a different level. I really like earthy things, so I really like sage, rosemary. Daryl, my oldest son's love of mint plants and planting them everywhere we've ever lived. We're always inundated with fresh mint. Takes over the yard. So I've definitely tried to cook with that a lot. The traditional New Year's Eve grasshopper pies that we make every year with fresh mint.
What are those?
The mint chocolate pies. You always take like 2 bites and sometimes you're like, this is really good.
I forgot what those are.
It's almost December, so you get to try it soon.
Okay.
We're constantly finding ways to be involved with the community around us, to be accepted by the community around us and encouraged by the community around us. We have a Pay It Forward program where we have folks who will donate money that we put on gift cards so that if other people don't have the ability to pay, somebody can pay for somebody else's food. And I think that's important too because not every pizzeria has the variety of food that we have as far as catering to people's different dietary restrictions. Like we have the vegan menu, we have gluten-free stuff, we have keto pizza. The majority of the people, we have something that they would be able to eat. That's a big part of why I added all those things onto the menu, because I don't feel like a pizza shop especially should be so limited in the people that eat there. You know, it shouldn't just be like teenagers or an office party. It should be able to feed anybody on any night of the week if we're going to be part of that community. Do you want to run a restaurant when you grow up?
I don't really know yet. Maybe? I love to cook. I mean, it's pretty fun to me.
Does it look fun when I'm doing it?
Kind of.
Food, it's always been my way of often making friends. You know, it's like I'll go to a party and I'll just, oh, I'm going to make this fancy thing. And then people want to talk about it. It's just an icebreaker. It's a way to build friendships, a way to get to know people that you might not otherwise have had an opportunity to have a conversation with. Owning a restaurant offers that unique different perspective of being able to do that. I mean, that is one thing I definitely like about doing what we do.
Dad says he's the greatest cooker, but then he says that you're better than him.
Antonio's Pizzeria, which is in the Brookline neighborhood of Pittsburgh, is Antonio's Pizzeria PGH.com. We also have a Facebook page and Instagram. Black Market is blackmarketpgh.com. It's out there if anybody wants to look us up.